This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning and it's Wednesday, so that means it is Career Day, where we find out about a job that maybe there's some like behind the scenes stories. Maybe there's some things that you've been curious about. And if you're ever willing to sit in the hot seat and be a part of our Career Day segment, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us through our social media platforms. Just look for Mercedes in the AM or Mercedes in the morning. Or you can email us through our website, mix941.fm. Today, we are talking to the owner of Silver State Locksmith, Mike. Is it German or German, Mike?
Mike German.
Mike German, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
So you have been in the locksmith business for how long?
Almost 16 years.
Okay. And how did you get into this? Did someone influence you, or are you just like, this sounds interesting to me?
No, well, actually, I was working as a security before that, and one of my employees, co-worker, says, hey, you want to open a locksmith? And I'm like, locksmith, what is that? You know, and it's like, you know, keys, breakings. I'm like, wow, can you make money on that? He says, yeah, sure, and that's just like that.
I got to imagine, Mike, when people call you, They're in like a bad spot. Like they desperately need to get in somewhere, and you are who they call. They will probably want to see you immediately. Are you ever like kind of leery about some people who are like, hey, like what happens if someone says, hey, this is my house. I lost my key. Can you let me in? Like, what kind of questions do you ask before you do something like that?
So definitely I will have to show me like a proof of like maybe ownership or a driver license with the same address.
What if that's locked in the house?
Inside the house?
Yeah, like what if all my stuff is inside the house and I've locked myself out? I literally have nothing on me.
So the same. So we'll open it, but you will still have to show a proof once we get in.
Has it ever happened where they didn't have the proof and then you had to lock them back out?
So it did happen one time that actually we did let somebody into their house, and once I've been asking the documents, they did not want to, you know, show any proof. So we actually had to call the police.
Oh gosh. I've always wondered about that.
Mike,
It's really, you know, once you're getting into those kind of things, I mean, we have no choice.
We
have a license, you know, we have to follow the regulations.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I've used locksmiths before inside my house for a closet that got locked. I didn't realize there was an actual lock on it. But what's the strangest thing you've been called out to open?
Oh, wow. So not too long ago, I had actually a phone call coming from one of the motels here in Vegas. That was it was like 2 a.m. in the morning. This guy calling me, and he says, man, I really, really need your help. So I said, of course, yeah, how can we help you? He said, it's very embarrassed, but please, please, I need your help. I said, okay, go ahead. He says, well, I'm laying on bed, tied up with handcuffs. I'm like, okay. He said, I had a working girl with me the whole night, and she took my money, ran away, and I'm just right now in bed. I don't want to call security. I'm embarrassed. Please come and help me and get me out.
The guy was...
I'm all naked. I'm all naked on bed. I'm like, oh, whoa.
Oh, my gosh. The guy's naked, handcuffed to the bed from a working girl, and he was too,
yeah.
He was too embarrassed to call security. So did you go in there and let him out?
Yeah, I had to go, you know. And, yeah, it was just the way he was saying, you know, was naked on the bed and...
Well, how did you?
Really embarrassed. Yeah, he was like, "Ed." Yeah.
How do you get in the hotel really room?
So, yeah, you have to go to the front desk and ask for the key. How'd you get in his room?
Yeah, so I had to actually go to the security and I told them, "Hey, that's the situation. The guy's embarrassed. He called us."
You told on him. He didn't want them to know, but you told on him.
You know, because we are a Lakshmi. They don't let, you know, you cannot just get into the hotel.
Yes, yeah, I totally understand. You're doing the right thing, Mike. I love it. All right.
Oh, yeah, we are a rescue, so, you know, that's the main job.
Luckily,
we rescue people.
Well, luckily you get to his phone, too.
Yes,
he was
exactly.
Naked in bed. At least his phone was in arm's reach. Could make that call. And I like how he went with you first. You're the go-to on that one.
Mike, hold on. We're going to come back with some more calls. We're getting some calls. What question do you have for Mike from Silver State's Locksmith? 702-364-9400 is our number. You can call us. You can text us with your questions. We're going to get to a few of those here coming up next. And then also, we're going to find out about the money. Everybody wants to know about the money. What kind of money can you make being a locksmith? We are curious. And Mike is going to tell us coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. Welcome to Career Day. We have Mike, the owner of Silver State Locksmith, talking to us about being a locksmith. We've heard some interesting stories of some of the things that you've seen. We're getting a bunch of calls and texts, Mike. Are you ready to answer some of these? Okay. How does someone become a locksmith? Is there a school that you go to?
Yeah, there is some courses that you can take to just get, you know, more of information and about how to pick locks and make vehicles keys.
So just kind of look for like those trade kind of programs?
Yeah, there's some trade. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any in Vegas, but I know there are some.
Mike, what's like the best lock? I mean, I feel like my house is secure. I feel like I got a good lock on my front door. Is there like a certain style of lock we should all have on our homes?
For high security lock, I definitely will go with the multi-lock.
A multi-lock. Okay, like yeah, sales just skyrocketed.
Googling multi-lock now.
This question just came in, Mike. Is there a lock that cannot be opened?
You can always open. I mean, there's always a trick or something, but you really, really, really need to know what you're doing. So I would not say that there is a lock that cannot be opened. We can always drill them and get in.
How many times do you have someone like call you out and say, hey, I'm locked out of my car, or I'm locked out of my house, and then you start working and then they're like, oh, wait, here's my key in my pocket. I didn't even notice.
A lot. So that's a lot of times. I mean, Vegas is a crazy town, you know, a lot of drunk people, so yeah, we'll call us, hey, I lost my keys. Can you unlock my car? We're unlocking, you know, of course, there's no keys. And then, yeah, next thing you know, it's in, you know, on him. And he's like, oh, my God, here's the key. Some of them, we even make them a key. So we make them a new key. And while we're doing the process, they're finding the key.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like, well, now you have two of them you can work with.
So check your pockets before you call a locksmith is what you're saying. That's awesome, Mike.
All right, Mike. Everyone wants to know, what is the money like in your profession? How much money can a locksmith make?
Well, the beginning was not easy. We probably was making, I would say, between 100 to 300 a day for me and my partner. And then slowly with the years and getting accounts and, you know, more clients, Right now, we can say between 1,000 to 5,000 a day.
A day?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of people get locked out, apparently.
Yeah, locked out. A lot of the commercial, you know, building, residential, you know.
That's great money, Mike. Good for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, that is so cool. Wow. I feel like I know so much more about this. I just watched that Menendez Brothers thing, and they were trying to open the safe that they thought the dad's will was in. And I'm like, they had to call in the locksmith who came in there, just drilled a hole in it. Boom. All done. Not something you would recommend trying on your own, though, right?
No, definitely not. Especially with the safe. Yeah.
Well, Mike, this has been so educational. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Mike from Silver State Locksmith.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
That was interesting. Now someone just texted, is there a key to Mike's heart?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just let him go. I didn't get the answer for you.
Real quick, Menendez, you watched the whole thing? Or
no,
just the first couple?
I'm just on the third or fourth episode right now.
Think they should get a retrial based on what you saw?
So far, no, but I've only seen I don't know what's to come.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did not follow this case. I was much younger, so I didn't care about this stuff. Mm. I was watching Saved by the Bell. So.
Same thing. 90210.
I had no idea what was going on.
Saved by the Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.